Yeah, hi, good morning. This is Rich Meg on RTR FM 92.1. Sound Alternative at Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM in Albany on Minang Country. Good to be back, Tonj.
Yeah, great to be back, Jimbo. And it's been a very exciting week down there on Minang Country, connecting with our mob and the wider community and sharing knowledge with them.
Good on you. Yeah, no, it's good to be back. Talking to Glenda Kicker today. Glenda's been involved in a whole range of things, including chair of NAIDOC Perth. NAIDOC is a National Aboriginal and Islander Day of Observance Committee, and people just call it NAIDOC Week, National Aboriginal and Islander Day of Celebrations. Yeah, we're going to be talking to Glenda about NAIDOC. That's coming up fairly soon, early in July. And saw her recently at Lake Munga. Now, listeners, if you don't know, Lake Munga over there on the way towards the coast from Leaderville was a massacre site. We don't always like to talk about awful situations, but there is some good news around that, because what we need to do is remember these places. And some time back, we had a yarn to a number of people to talk about the massacre site being part of a virtual reality project. Now, you've heard me talk about virtual reality. We've done that with a number of missions around the state. Virtual reality is an opportunity to see what's happened, see and hear what's happened through virtual and audio reality, and get an understanding of those sorts of things that impact on us. So virtual reality of Gallup, which I understand is a Noongar name for Lake Munga. We'll be talking to Glenda about that. And then she'll switch hats, Ton. She'll take one hat off and put another hat on and talk about NAIDOC and the wonderful work she does. Glenda's been a tiresome worker in the NAIDOC Week area, and I guess NAIDOC wouldn't be functioning as well without her. So we're talking to Glenda soon. And, you know, we might even talk about what else we've been doing recently, because Tonja and I are off to Parliament House this afternoon to have a yarn to politicians about our latest project, which RTR-FM fully support, and RTR management have been great. We'll go to song and come back and talk some more, but we'll work out when Glenda Kickett's. She's not coming in the studio, so we've got to give her a call. Welcome back, welcome back. Hey, what was that called, Dodge?
I think
wake him up. Wake up, wake up. Come on.
Yeah, I think the first one was Emma Donovan, Liquid Gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. Look, I can hear myself now. I've had some technical issues with headphones. Welcome back. It's Mortish Mag. Glenda Kickett's on the line, who's going to talk to us about a number of things. Good morning, Glenda.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you? And Nick's taken assignment leave, and apparently he's got a big mob of assignments to do, so he's not available right now. So Tonji's stepped in.
Oh, hi, Tonji.
Good morning, Glenda. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Glenda, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Last I saw you was at Lake Munga, and I believe there's been some good news since. But if we have the opportunity and you'd like a yarn, we'd talk some more about NAIDOC. So welcome. Who's your mob and where you're from?
Yes. Kickett tunes on my dad's side and a garlic yarn on my mum's side. And so to both those families on Balladong and Wadja.
Welcome.
You're our families.
Good on you. Glenda, and of course you're a friend of Murich Mag and you've been on the show many times, so it's great to have you on call whenever we need you. But last week I saw you at Lake Munga. What was happening down there, sis?
Yeah, so that was a really powerful event that we did down there and late in the afternoon. And it was really to acknowledge, is it 200 years, nearly?
Right.
Yeah, nearly, of the massacre that occurred at Lake Munga of our Whadjuk Noongar people there.
Mm.
And and particularly my great grandmother's family.
Right. Now, listeners to Murich Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM would be a little bit surprised to be hearing this. So are you able to give some detail as to what actually happened on that lake?
Well, a lot of our family that lived around Kings Park, Mungers Lake, so they were situated at Kings Park and they were driven out of there by the troopers. And a lot of our family was also massacred there, so they moved down to Lake Munger. This was around about 1830. There was a settler that lived around that area called Munger, John Munger. So it sort of all interconnects with that family. But they went to live around the Lake Munger area, and, of course, we call it Gallop or Carlop, which is place of fire. And while they were living there, the troopers came in with the intent to also massacre them there and drive them out from that area because they wanted the land and the water for farming. And so our people were aware that this was going to happen. And during the night, they were able to escape from that area, and they moved out of the city or, you know, Perth at that time, to other areas of Whadjuk country and into Ballardong country.
That's quite distressing. So now the Noongar reference is Gallop or Kallop. Place of fire, did you say? Place of water or place of fire?
Place of fire. Well, it's Kallop. Kallop, which Kallop. Is, you know, Kala. Kala is fire.
Right, right.
So place of fire, and you know, it was where our people camped. And,
yes.
You know, you could see all the campfires of all the families that lived around that area.
So what's the next step then? We saw some people from the city council, that is, was it Cambridge? Or we saw people from various industry. I had a long talk to someone from the Bob Hawke College, and he's promised to have a yarn to me further about some of the work we do around the Stolen Generations. So what's the next step? Are we talking renaming?
We definitely want to rename the lake back to its original Noongar name, and we've been having those discussions probably for about 5 years. But this process has been going on for at least 10 years that I know of. You know, through my mum, Dolanlisha Eats, and she recorded the story of her grandmother's oral history of what happened at the lake, because her grandmother was a little girl when this occurred. So, you know, there's a living memory of that. And so we've been campaigning and advocating for recognition of the lake as, you know, as a significant site for, you know, Whadjuk Noongar people, but also as a massacre site, and then renaming the lake to its original name of Gallop.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I'm coming from yesterday even talking to City of Bayswater and a number of workshops we've conducted there around dual naming, and come up with some really interesting things through Professor Len Collard and amazing sort of work. So I guess that's congratulations for you and the work that you do. I see Ian Wilkes and that lady, I call her Poppy Longname, so I can't say her name properly. What's her name, Poppy?
Sandra Granger.
Got a big shout out to Poppy, yes. Sadly, she couldn't be on the show today because she's got COVID. That wretched COVID's around everywhere, so poor thing. We say winyan, poor fella. But look, that's something. A big shout out to Poppy. You get well soon, bub. The great little event that you were involved in with Ian Wilkes, and congratulations to Ian too. Ian Wilkes, an amazing young man who's going to go a long way in his work, and he's got a new production out too, which I'd love to talk to him about. Okay, Glenda, it's a real challenging time for us, and I might just go a little bit further now because, I mean, you've been involved in Aboriginal affairs for a long time, and the work you're associated with, I guess we all are, around truth-telling is really important. And I guess for people listening to Murich Mag today, they probably wouldn't have a clue what you're talking about. So it's very important that we understand that. What's your view then of the cities that we live in? And I'm talking Bayswater, Stirling, I'm talking City of Perth, Leanderville, Cambridge. What's the challenge for them and how should we pursue it? I'm sorry, we didn't have a chance to yarn before, but this is something you would be quite prepared to respond to. How do we challenge these people to do things the right way?
Look, I think, you know, it's about them knowing the truth of the lands that they are situated on and that there is a, you know, a history of First Nations peoples or, you know, traditional owners that lived on those areas since time immemorial. And, you know, so there's strong connections there to those areas, you know, through all these areas across Perth and, you know, throughout in our country. And the recognition of, you know, of the people and the past history. And the thing is, you know, what I feel, you know, is we talk about it in the past, but actually it's still a living history because we have people that know that history and, you know, they have the stories of that history. So it's still living and it's still living within us, you know, that intergenerational trauma. But I think it's recognising all those things, you know, that we need to talk about the truth. You know, it cannot be kept getting swept under the carpet because it's not helpful for, you know, Aboriginal people or Noongar people and white people. You know, we talk about reconciliation, but it's never going to happen if there is no truth-telling.
Right. We're talking to Glenda Kickett, a driver behind the renaming of Mungas Lake down there and a wonderful expanse of water in between, I guess, Leaderville and over near going towards Floreat. So it's quite a large water expanse and renaming it to Gallup, Place of Fire. So, again, can I pass on my congratulations to your team, both Ian and Poppy, the marvellous work you're doing. And you know, once we progress to renaming, will there be a ceremony around that? Because you talked about a monument. Is that what the City of Cambridge want to do?
Yeah, we've talked about a monument, you know, and what that might look like. We're not sure whether it'll be like a big plaque or, you know, a monument that is a representation of, like, Noongar people. So we've looked at Rod Garlett's work in the Noongar Warriors in King Square, and that is quite amazing. That is so powerful.
And
that might be something like that. So we're still in discussions about that. You know, we've still got to get some money for that. We're still waiting for approval through, I think it's Landgate the local government. So, you know, it's all of those processes that it still has to go through. But, you know, we've been talking to various ministers and, you know, parliamentary representatives. And the thing is, everyone is very supportive of this, but it just has to go through this long, drawn-out, winded process.
Yeah, make us jump through hoops. That's what will happen. But, no, at least we're on the right track, Glenda. Look, do you mind if we go to a song and then I'll come back to you a little later to talk more about NAIDOC and your work there? I'm thinking, well, we'll go to a song and come back to you if you don't mind, and because we haven't had an update on NAIDOC this year. Would you be happy to do that?
Yeah.
Let's go to a song and we'll get Glenda Kicker back on the phone.
Well, that was Troy Cassadaly in Some Days and King Stingray Through the Trees.
New music, and we're finding out about new music. I mean, we've been around here for several years now, 156 podcasts, and we're learning how the system works. So we're a bit of a slow learners, myself and my co-host here. But playing new music today, Troy Cassadaly, and what's the mob called?
The other mob called King Stingrays, Through the Trees, Jimbo.
There you go. So welcome back to Mudish Mag, Radio Love Month, and I'm sure you heard all about Radio Love Month, May 2024. And we're seeking your donations to help us through. We're all volunteers here and no one gets paid. Well, maybe someone does, but so volunteers here and your support in keeping the RTRFM radio station going would be Mudich. When I say Mudich, that means good. I could say deadly. For us, it's good too, so don't get it the wrong way. Deadly, Murich Mag. So welcome back to Murich Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. Good to be talking to you today on this lovely day, May Day, on Whadjuk country, Mburulu. We've been talking to Glenda Kickett earlier about the renaming of Lake Munga, and she'll be coming back on the program a little later. She wears two hats. In fact, she probably wears many hats. I'm sure she's a chairperson of an ACCO. If you haven't heard what an ACCO is, it's the Aboriginal Community Controlled Organisation, ACCO. In fact, there's a statewide conference on at Optus Stadium next week where a number of ACCOs will be coming together to talk through their issues that we're concerned about. I think there's even an election of a chairperson and board people. So Glenda is very much involved in that area. But we'll have her come back and talk some more because she's also chair of NAIDOC, which you know as National Aboriginal Day or National Aboriginal and Islander Day Observance Committee, which was formulated a long time ago now. It was actually a day of mourning. So Glenda Kickett will come on back on onto our airways, Murich Mag. You know Glenda?
Yeah, no, Glenda's great. Really a wonderful person, well-respected person in our community and doing marvellous work, you know, supporting for our people, but also supporting for our families in that space of trauma and child protection.
Good. We might get, it's terrible to take advantage of people like this because Glenda has always been a champion for our rights and it's a, you know, the yarn could go a bit longer because her work is so important. You know, we talk about truth-telling and trauma and what NAIDOC means, but more importantly, the main point of discussion today was what happened at Lake Munga. And, you know, we've heard these sorts of things before. You know, we've both been involved in a place-based RAP in Albany, the Reconciliation Action Plan, and when the community got together and talked about what a place-based RAP might look like. So if you don't know, it'll mean RAP organisations working together to look at their own reconciliation action plans, to look to see how their own organisations can work together with others. I mean, it's a shame that RAP organisations tend to work in isolation and don't work holistically with other RAP organisations. So Albany's been chosen on Minang country to look at a place-based RAP, and the people in Canberra have been across to talk to the Minang people and Gurang people because there'll be discussions in Albany, Katanning and Noongara. And sadly, the mayor at the time made it look like everything was rosy, and I guess some people don't want me to raise this, but he made it look rosy and he said, well, some of his opening comments that came about via film, via video was, it's great to be here because settlers have always had a good relationship with Minang people. Went down like a lead balloon, I've got to say. Mm. And what was said, and sadly his media people didn't sort of question it, but if you know the Albany region, at that time it would have encompassed Denmark and Ravensthorpe. And we know, I mean, the rivers run red in Denmark through massacres, and there were massacres in Ravensthorpe, which is closely connected to my family. So a bit of a shock to the system, but hopefully Reconciliation in Western Australia and the people, now the new mayor in Albany, is hoping to rectify that and do the right thing by Minang and Gurang people. And hopefully we achieve what they what they originally set out to do, which is have reconciliation in a very sincere and truthful way, because, you know, there's things that have really impacted on us since October last year, I won't go into detail, that needs to be, I guess, reconciled. It needs to be a way of moving forward so that people can get a better understanding of truth. So, you know, stay tuned and we'll talk some more to Glenda a little later. But the subject might be stretched on.
Yeah, no, I think it's so important, the work that Glenda is doing there in that space. And I think, you know, as we say, truth-telling, it's about all of us walking together in reconciliation. You know, it's not just words, it's about action as well. Mm. And it's about being authentic because, you know, our mob, we know when it's not authentic.
Oh, true. It is about honesty, integrity, and I guess goodwill. I mean, it all you know, it all works together. And I guess, you know, a bit of love and respect that won't go astray either. Let's go to a song, because we're going to get Glenda Kickett back on, as she's already been on the program talking about Lake Munger.
Yeah, back again, and the first track we heard there was Yorinda by Thirum Voy. Look There. And that one there just then was Kiana Nelson, Family.
Yeah, this is Moorish Mag, RTR-FM. Again, we've got Glenda Kickett back to have another yarn about NAIDOC. Hello again, Glenda.
Hi.
Kaya.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for rejoining us and, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule. So let's talk about NAIDOC, your involvement, and, you know, when that is. We know it's the second week in July. Starting the, when is that? 7th of July, going through the 14th of July. So what sort of the main things that you'd like to tell our listeners here at Moorish Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM?
Probably from our perspective, like NAIDOC Perth, you know, some of the events that we'll be doing, and we just want to acknowledge the theme, Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud. And I think it's a great reference to, I guess, the outcome of the referendum, and where we are now in this point in time and in our history. You know, the thing is, we're not going to get the opportunity for another referendum, probably not in my lifetime anyway. So, you know, we've just got to keep that strength of our culture and our families, our communities, you know, still going and still pushing forward. And, you know, we just keep continuing to make change in that way. But I think, you know, this gives us an opportunity through NAIDOC Week to really celebrate our cultures and our peoples and our communities. And we will be having the NAIDOC Week opening ceremony at Wellington Square again this year on Sunday the 7th of July. And also then the ball will be on the 13th of July at the Crown. So those are our two main events during NAIDOC Week. But on Saturday night, we've actually got the Miss and Mr. NAIDOC finale, and that's part of our leadership and empowerment program for the young people that participate in the program. And so we're really looking forward to that. We've got some amazing young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people participating in it, and looking forward to seeing them on stage and how they present themselves to their family and how they'll go out, you know, for the future to represent our culture and our community. So really great. And we will have the NAIDOC Perth Awards. I think that's on the 3rd of June, so that's not far off.
Oh, okay.
So we will have that out the Crown as well. And we're slowly getting nominations for those awards, so across all categories. And so that's exciting as well, that we can, you know, showcase some amazing people in our community and, you know, what they've been doing. You know, mostly our people do things off their own back. They don't get paid for that.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, they love their families, they love our community, they love our culture. So, you know, it's great to acknowledge and recognise, you know, some of those people.
We're talking to Glenda Kickett, Chair of Perth NAIDOC. Voices going here. Keep the fire burning, black, loud and proud is the theme for NAIDOC this year, and will be part of the opening on the 7th of July down at Wellington Square. So the awards, I always find them interesting. They're still open for all sorts of categories?
Yeah, we'll still take nominations, even though we did close the nominations off. But, you know, we would still look out, I think, nominations that will come in.
So if you're listening and if you know some amazing First Nation people, either listening on RTR-FM 92.1 Noongar Radio or Great Southern FM, although Albany is probably not part of your net, is it? It's mainly Perth.
Yeah, it's mainly Perth area that we concentrate on.
So if you've got amazing people that you can think of, young people, elders, scholars, and people in those sort of categories, sports people, if you can think of those that exist in our community, it looks like the nominations are still open. So get on to NAIDOC Perth website and check it out and see if you'd like to be involved and nominate people. So what else is happening? I'm expecting you to know everything, but the NAIDOC events are also conducted by other people as well. So are you aware of any other? I guess there's sports, but NAIDOC Perth is not involved in that. There'll be an ACCO involved in that.
Yeah, there's usually a lot of different events happening in our community, and I think, you know, a lot of that is also supported by, you know, local governments, you know, the local shire. So I think, you know, if people, you know, are interested in those, they have a look on their local shire website, and they will have information on there, and, you know, just local Aboriginal organisations as well are doing things. And so, you know, to maybe have a look at their websites as well. We're hoping that, you know, if we've got enough time, we can do a program of events. But
yep,
it's just gathering all that information. And there are a lot of things going on, which is quite amazing. I mean, when we first started NAIDOC back in 2007, there was no NAIDOC events happening across Perth. And since, you know, we've grown NAIDOC Perth, everything else has sort of grown alongside of us as well. So it's really been an amazing journey to be part of this.
Mm. Look, we're talking to Glenda Kickett, Chair of NAIDOC Perth. I think we'd like to get you back at some other time to talk about the other work you're involved in. I don't want to stretch you too far, sis. It's like stretching Vegemite, eh? Spreading Vegemite. We can't do that all the time. Glenda, thanks for joining us. You're a real trooper. And look, what we will do is before now and NAIDOC, we'll go through the events for our listeners. So appreciate your time, Glenda.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Glenda.
Good on you. What one? Yep. So, look, that woman is so busy all the time, and I'm glad. I know she takes a break after NAIDOC, and it's heavy going when you're working in a committee like that and trying to keep people motivated and empowered. I guess that's a big part of our work, eh? And that's what radio is all about too. We're empowering our listeners to understand a bit more about the real world.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. And, you know, hats off to Glenda and her committee. Again, you know, so resilient, a good cross spread of elders and young people involved on that committee as well, and, you know, really doing some great stuff for our community and, you know, raising the awareness of all these activities that are going on during NAIDOC Week. And as I always say, NAIDOC Week is not just one time of the year. NAIDOC Week can be every week throughout the course of the year, and I think that's important that we don't just get focused on one week each year.
Mm. Look, just got an SMS from Poppy. I call her Poppy Longname because I can never remember her surname. She's got COVID and listening to the program at home. And she says, look, the Gallup VR experience, you know, we talk Gallup, Gallup, Place of Fire. The experience is showing for free at the State Library on Friday the 31st of May and Saturday the 1st of June for Reconciliation Week. So if you'd like to know more about truth-telling, have a go. Look at the, go to the library website. This is a state library, and you'll see that what we talked about earlier with Glenda, and now Poppy's just reminded us, is there's a couple of screenings on the 31st of May and the 1st of June around Lake Munger, or as we're saying now, Gallup, Callup. So when you drive past it from now on, it won't be Lake Munger. We'd like to encourage you to think about dual naming and the name, proper names of the oldest living culture on the planet. And we've been here thousands of generations, let alone just 200 years. So think about that for a moment in the spirit of reconciliation coming up soon.
Yes.
Starting off with Sorry Day at Wellington Square on the 26th of May. We'll talk some more about that. But thank you, Glenda. Really appreciate your time. And Poppy, thank you for sharing that information about the VR experience. I'm sure our listeners would like to get down to the State Library. Reconciliation Week is coming up, and that's Sunday, next Monday week, the 27th of May. Mm. So we've got some music now.
Welcome back. That was Ziggy Rambo by Banama.
Yeah, this is Rich Bag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. We're going to sign off now. Look, good to have Glenda Kickett on the show talking about Lake Mungo, which is now going to be referred to as Gallup Callop, if you like. Place of fire, Callop, and lots of fires burning down there, and we've got to keep the fires burning. We've got to make sure you understand the truth around these sorts of issues. It was a massacre there, not only there, but up at Kings Park. So we're going to say goodbye and go out with a great song that got a lot of airplay.
Yeah, it's Mitch Tambo, You're the Voice, and we'll see all our listeners next week.